I'm honestly at a loss for how to handle this. This is the second time I've caught her with diapers in her room. Well, the first time she lied and she said it wasn't hers. Of course I didn't believe it. Why would they be holding on to that for a friend? Yeah, there's just no way. Let me ask you something. How would you handle this? Because obviously throwing it away last time didn't work out very well. Are you being serious? You wouldn't make her wear diapers all weekend. But isn't that just giving in to what she wants? How is that going to help? You know what? Maybe you're onto something. Okay, so you're saying that maybe she thinks that's what she wants, but the reality of the situation wouldn't be as fun. That's true. I mean, how fun could it possibly be to be a baby all weekend long, right? There's definitely some downsides, and I could come up with some rules for her. Yeah, like no friends over when you're in diapers. That means the party this weekend would be canceled. You don't think I should cancel the party? Now, that's just mean, but I kind of love it because I think it would work. Yeah, like if you want to be a baby so bad, then let's see how much you enjoy being stuck in your nursery for nap time while everyone's over having fun and socializing. Exactly. You know what? This plan is so crazy, it just might work. Besides, what better time to do this than the weekend? I think you're right. Yeah. Some things are more exciting in your fantasy, like in your head. Is she actually going to enjoy being diapered by her mommy and being stripped of all her rights? I doubt it, especially not with this big party coming up. Honestly, I feel like it's been hard for her being around all my friends and their babies lately. Yeah, they get treated with so much patience, love, attention. I think she's feeling a little bit jealous. Maybe getting some more attention from me will help her see that she doesn't actually need or want it. I'm sure she'll be over it within the first hour, right? Oh yeah, of course I'm going to be watching her like a hawk. I'm seriously going to be treating her like I would a real baby. That means absolutely no privacy. In fact, I'm going to take some time before she gets back to get all the baby things from the attic. I think I have an hour before she's back here, so I better get started. Oh my gosh, that's a brilliant idea as well. She'll have to sleep in mommy's room, go to bed early, have absolutely no potty privileges. But what about for the party? How can I make sure that everyone knows she's just a little baby? I love that. I actually have a locking trunk where I can lock up all her pants. Yeah, that's a great idea. It's like, sure, you can wear diapers if you want, but if that's the case, that means you don't get to wear pants. And plus, it'll make it easier for me to check them as well. No, I don't. I think it's the whole concept of being a baby. I mean, you should see the diapers I found. Yeah, they're super babyish. They honestly look just like a giant baby diaper. In addition, I also found some baby clothes and some toys, even a big pacifier. So I know that it's more than just wanting to wear diapers. Yeah, she wants to be babied for sure. And I think I can definitely make that happen. The only thing is, what is everyone going to think at the party? True. You know what? That's a good idea. I'll make sure everyone knows the deal ahead of time if she agrees. I mean, I'm trying to be supportive here, and ultimately I hope she realizes she doesn't actually want to be treated like a baby before the party. I mean, come on. Oh my God, that's such a good point too. So every Friday night we look forward to ordering a pizza and wings and watching a movie. So I think someone's going to be a little bummed out being stuck eating baby food, and I will definitely need to be picking up some of that and some baby formula as well. Not going to be so fun missing out on a delicious meal, is it? Yeah, I know. Wait, am I so mean for doing this? True, true, true. This is what she wanted in the first place. If anything, I'm helping to make that dream a reality, but secretly, I'm hoping that dream's going to turn into a nightmare. So, diapers 24/7, baby food only, no privacy, no big kid privileges, early bedtimes. Oh yeah, good point. Definitely no internet or phone access, and baby shows only. Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to be so sick of being a baby by night one. I think we'll be past this problem so quickly. You are actually a genius. Yeah, I honestly would have never thought of this on my own, but I think it just might work. So thank you so much for the advice. Of course, I'll keep you updated. Well, okay, I gotta get started on this. I'll let you know what their reaction's like once I get home. All right, sounds good. Talk to you later.